in. Bobby said I'll check you in a little bit early in case you have to get a sound check. It's 4:54 my time.
Hello?
Jim?
Yeah?
This is Bobby Trindle, honey. I've been on the phone waiting for you.
Oh, okay. Hold on 1 second. We're sorting in the broadcast. Hold on. Okay?
Okay.
The Doors, the gentleman out of Doors, and the other one that was out of
guns and roses, bunch of them just popping off dead. A mixture of alcohol, drugs, barbiturates, whatever. It's just uncanny. But the thing that's really strange is this case about Lance Craig, Dennis Craig's brother. He went to Canada and evidently he's coming back to the United States to answer his charges here in the United States. They're still asking for permission of Canada to live there. But the thing is so strange, John, is all of these staff, these people, they're Scientologists. You know, all of them, even Anna, Nicole Smith, Scientologist. Michael Jackson, I don't know if he was, but I know his former wife, Larry Presley, was a Scientologist. Isaac Hayes was a Scientologist. Bernie Mac, and the list goes on. And all of them were found with empty bottles of drugs around them, pharmaceutical drugs. And that includes Keith Ledger. And even a guy by the name of Chris Penn was a very good character actor. Another one that died. Again, all of them Scientologists. Well, I wanted to ask my special guest, who's known a lot about how he was in the music industry, has been in the music industry for years, won a bunch of gold records, and has done everything from acting on to modeling to everything you can imagine in the industry. And he knows everything, I would say, about what's happening. And Bobby Farrell, welcome to the D.M. Burley Show. Thank you for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me on. And it's a beautiful day out here in Albuquerque. Right now it's 76 degrees on my patio.
Wow, nice to be there.
Well, you're right about the industry, you know. And some of it has just passed off so blasé. For instance, our late President Reagan. Most people wonder why he got and died from Alzheimer's so quickly. They simply injected aluminum into him, just like they did Charlton Heston.
They injected aluminum?
Aluminum, yeah. Well, aluminum in cookware, there was a great rage for a while, was finally suspected of causing Alzheimer's, a chemical reaction that comes with it, caused calcium to build up in the brain, and especially if you're on fluoride water. So when he would go to take his normal physical and they would give him a shot of vitamins or something, guess what? And they knew exactly what they were doing. When the Iran Contra sale broke and it was a multi-mega company global fiasco, they asked him some questions. He said, "I don't remember." Well, that's right. He didn't remember.
Wow.
Now we know why.
So calcium deposits in the brain, it can cause...
That is one of the things of Alzheimer's, yeah. Destroys the brain by calcium deposits. But you'll find that the brain just shuts down. It can't operate. So that's what happens when you see these people. Charlton Heston didn't live but just a few years from the time he said he had the first symptoms, or announced that he had the first symptoms of Alzheimer's. But then just a couple, 3 years, just a little while, he was dead. Well, Alzheimer's takes longer than that to kill, unless it's being deliberately, pharmaceutically graded and manipulated.
And he was very much involved with the gun regulations and I guess he made a lot of people mad, correct?
That's probably the case. I know that Randy Quaid and his wife have made a lot of people mad. Like, they're in fear of one of their friends, Mel Gibson. And if you look, there's a pattern there. If you begin to look, you see the patterns start emerging from the same camp. When Mel Gibson did the movie Passion, which I think was one of the finest pieces of art ever done in motion pictures, it was absolutely flawless. The attacked him about it being anti-Semitic, and it was anti-Roman and anti-this and anti-everything else, every derogatory they could come up with, but not one of them has ever seen the film. But they came came out right on cue, all of them at the same time. Everybody made the gas media on the same day to see how big they could poo-poo it. That's a clue for those of us that look and listen.
Then the last movie he made, which was very interesting, it was about in Boston them having some type of biochemical plant created by outside foreign government, where they would make dirt bombs, make it look like it was coming from foreign government, but actually it was coming from here. So as soon as that movie comes out, all of a sudden, statues and open around, carrying the baby.
Right. It's like this false flag we have going on right now about these explosive-laden printer cartridges. Now, how many times do we have to fail in the detonation capability before we start recognizing a pattern of false flag? Now, come on. If these people had any kind of expertise at all, and they sure do have, they wouldn't be having bomb after bomb after bomb after bomb not do its job. So those are false flag fingers. This stuff is happening from within our own government against our own people. Randy Quaid is just a victim.
So what happened with Randy Quaid? Do you know anything about why or who
was going
after him? He's a Scientologist.
Well,
it's like all these Scientologists are dropping dead with pill bottles all around them. You know, and what is
this thing? Well, Scientology is like any of the other so-called religions. Only this one is supposedly based on a theta. They're time operators, a Satan, they call them. Which means that out of the cell particle, everything is made and so forth and so on, until you get clear of your mind, which costs about $120,000 to $130,000. And the moment you stop pouring that kind of money into that kind of an organization, then they decide that you will either pay us or you won't be around to pay anybody. They send messages to the people that would say, this is bogus and I want out. Well, it can be bogus, and if you want out, fine. Where do you want your head sent being the answer? Suddenly it all begins to make sense.
Thank you.
So it is being done with, it's being done by collusion, yes.
So you don't think it's anybody outside the Scientology community? You think it's coming from inside?
Well, there are a lot of Scientologists in the government. And I wouldn't put anything past either one of the two myself. I trust government about as far as I could kick a lead-filled dry dock aircraft carrier with five infected toes on a broken foot. Yeah. There's just no crust there, period, nowhere, top to bottom. And when you start getting into churches and religions that have to rule by threat and intimidation and cult mentalities and what have you, they're just as bad. They're no improvement at all. And then you take someone out of one of those convert everybody with a broadsword churches, put them with the on the government payroll where they have the government control of law and can enforce things by law through government, then the people out here are the victims. Anyone that wants to resist is going to be dead. They've been after me for years.
So let me ask you this now. What these murders, like for instance, to me it's kind of obvious that somebody can look into the fact that you had Keith Fletcher found on the ground with pill bottles all around his head. Anna Nicole Smith, she died of drug overdose, and so did her son. And now you recently her ex-boyfriend claiming that he may have had some involvement. You have Michael Jackson, Smith situation. Now, what do you think about Michael Jackson? Was he involved in Scientology too, or?
I'm sure that somewhere in the connection, because Lisa Marie Presley at one time professed being a Scientologist, that there was that part of a connection. But Michael Jackson was killed to pay off the debt through the insurance company. And the thing is all about money. That's the name of the game. And it goes anywhere you look, there's a great deal of money that's paid out of insurance. Well, we know now that any insurance company that's corrupt enough can get a government bailout from their people, again, church-connected people, in the government to go along with this kind of stuff. So when you look at it, it's not a simple, we're too strange thing. It's not some little band of punk down here that think breaking out windows or robbing houses of junk used electronics equipment. This thing is like a spider web, only spider web that is very, very strong. And they have connections all over the place. If they kill somebody, like they did Tupac and Mr. Big, don't worry, the prosecutor is in on the people that did the killing. The judge that they would have been brought in front of is another crony. So it's all stonewalled from one end to the other. But these people are all connected. Even though they look like they're separated, they're all connected.
So what happened with Biggie Small and Tupac? Do you know how did they end up then? Why?
Well, again, it was a matter of money. There were some people investing in motion pictures, entertainment, for the want of a better term, because it included them all, that knew that if they got anybody put together, you buy them some notoriety so everybody knows their name, then you wipe them out, suddenly all of their material becomes collector item stuff. Just like when a painter, his paintings aren't worth anything until he's dead, then suddenly they're priceless. That's the idea. So they insure them for tremendous amounts of money, then dispose of them. And the insurance pays them off. In the meantime, their contracts have already robbed them blind. The contracts, anybody that gets signed, quote unquote, is a fool because you just signed away everything. And so these people were fined, then suddenly they were separated. Second move after that, they were exterminated. And the same people that did it are now the ones in charge of their estates, taking in all that money. And Michael...
Well, that's the Sandy Craig was talking about.
What?
When I went on to Good Morning America this morning, he was saying that the corporations, the managers, and the lawyers, and this and that, and that, and control all of his assets. He has no money.
That's right. That's why he didn't have any.
So then, who was, so they basically was creating a star. They create a star, and then what they do is after they create the star, and the star is expendable because it was more dead than alive.
Just exactly in about that order. That's the idea.
Some of the people, like, yeah, Tommy Dorsey, I said, I was going through the whole list of all these people that hired and trained. Talk more about this one,
communicating with each other about the issue of sovereignty. We, the people, some say, are sovereign. I am sovereign. Individually, others say. And yet, there's another side of this coin. Are we under a nation of law or men? If men are sovereign, then I guess we need a king to be the sovereign person. But that's not the way we're structured. We're supposed to not be a nation under men. We're supposed to be a nation under law. What is the sovereign law? David Whitney has a magnificent lecture on this subject. It's less than an hour long. I'd love to send you a CD with his lecture. Please send for it. The sovereignty CD. And write to us at Post Office Box 344, Nipomo, California, 93444. That's field bar 344, Nipomo, California, 93444.
By the way, the guy from the Port Authority told us the damage is somewhere above the 78 floor. So all you had to do was look around. It was obvious. Something had happened right there.
I've only heard it one goddamn time today, but I heard it.